This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If you will indulge me in one little story here, my daughter and grandchildren are here from Stuttgart, Germany. I took Charlie, who's 3 years old, to Springboro Park. Two police officers with a canine unit were doing some training with a long-haired German Shepherd. And I didn't know if he would be afraid of watching that, but we watched it. One of the officers put the protective gear over his left arm, and he would run, and the other officer would give the order for that German Shepherd to go tackle that man, and did, and he would put out his arm, and the dog would, fasten his teeth into the left arm, which he told me later. He said the dogs will always attack whatever's presented to them. And after the third time, I was afraid that Charlie might have been a little upset by that thing. So I said, do you want to go back to the swings? And he said, no, I want you to put on that thing on your arm. That's exactly what he said. And then I want you to run. And I want that dog to chase you. And I honestly said this. I said, do you really want me to do that? He said, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You know, do you remember the old days when grandparents could push a child in the swing and they were happy with that? It was enough. Now you have to run for your life with a dog chasing you for entertainment purposes. That's what happened. Have you ever bought a book at maybe a yard sale? I bought this book at a library sale where all I saw was the title on the spine of the book. There was no jacket, and I thought it was something else. It was by Dr. Steven Weinberg. It's called The First 3 Minutes. It was a book about the Big Bang Theory, that some physicists believe that when the universe began with a Big Bang, millions of years ago, and he's a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He writes this, in the beginning, what an interesting phrase to use. I think I've heard that before. In the beginning, there was an explosion. Not an explosion like those familiar on Earth, starting with a definite center and spreading out to engulf more and more of the ambient air, but an explosion which occurred simultaneously everywhere, filling all space from the beginning with every particle of matter rushing apart from every other particle. And he goes on in great detail to express how the temperature would be thousands and thousands and thousands of degrees centigrade, times thousands. And that's how the universe began. Now, what's interesting to me is what he said at the end of the book. As I write this, I happen to be in an airplane at 30,000 feet flying over Wyoming en route to San Francisco from Boston. Below, the earth looks very soft and comfortable, fluffy clouds here and there, snow turning pink as the sun sets, roads stretching straight across the country from one town to another. The more the universe seems comprehensible, the more I'm able to understand the universe, the more it also seems pointless. Isn't that interesting? You're a physicist at University of Texas, and you write this book on the first 3 minutes. And he says, the more that I comprehend, the more that I understand about the beginning of the universe and where we came from, it's all so pointless. Really? May I tell you what's pointless in life? Is to live all your life and go to your grave not knowing the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. That's pointless. It's to go to work for 40, 45, maybe 50 years and have a good retirement. And you live your life and you got your home and maybe a second home and you got your vacation planned and all that, but you die not knowing the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is pointless. That is pointless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.